You said, Hungary claims US and EU gave over $63 million to anti-Orbán media in bid to topple government. By Kurt Sindelka on May 16, 2025. The head of Budapest's Office for the Protection of Sovereignty claimed that tens of millions of dollars from the United States and the European Union have funded left-leaning media institutions over the past 3 years, with the intent of overthrowing the conservative government of Viktor Orbán in Hungary. Supposedly independent media outlets in Hungary have been propped up by money from the now axed United States Agency for International Development, you said, other State Department programs, as well as from the European Commission, Tomasz Lánczy said this week. The top man at the Office for the Protection of Sovereignty said that the globalist influence schemes were intended to fund propaganda in the hopes of toppling the government of Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. One of the leading opponents of the neoliberal open borders and socially far-left agendas favored by elites in Brussels and Washington. According to Lánczy, the American government and the European Commission, the executive arm of the EU, gave over 23 billion Hungarian forints, $63.5 million, to media outlets, which he claimed were in fact political pressure groups, over the past 3 years, alone. It's not micro-donations, it's not reader support. It's not a voluntary offering, it's money from foreign powers. It's not charity, it's a 23 billion Hungarian forints foreign intervention. This money was used to buy media workers, activists and politicians, he said per the Magyar Nemzeti newspaper. The watchdog said the majority of the funding came from the European Commission, accounting for 19.5 billion Hungarian forints, $54 million, of the total. However, Lánczy said that USAID, under the Biden administration, directed 3.5 billion Hungarian forints, $9.7 million, to fund anti-Orbán media. The Office for the Protection of Sovereignty chief also claimed that other leftist globalist media outlets in Hungary had received money from the controversial National Endowment for Democracy, NED, another American government-funded foreign influence program. The revelations come in the wake of President Donald Trump's move, through the Elon Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, to effectively dismantle USAID. Following this, Prime Minister Orbán ordered his government to take legal action against NGOs and other entities in Hungary that had received funding from foreign sources, including from USAID. Now is the moment when these international networks have to be taken down. They have to be swept away, Orbán said in February. It is necessary to make their existence legally impossible. All money coming from America should be made public, and those who receive it should have sanctions enacted against them. You cannot accept money from abroad in order to influence Hungarian politics, and this will be legally enforced. Those involved will face legal consequences. The leftist influence operations embarked upon by the US government were not limited to Hungary. Indeed, the Trump administration's cuts to so-called foreign aid revealed that Britain's top LGBTQ+ charity, Stonewall, was also a substantial beneficiary of American taxpayer dollars. According to the Times of London, the pro-transgenderism organization had received over $600,000 from the State Department's Global Equality Fund scheme to promote LGBTI rights around the world. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to Sindelka@Breitbart.com.